Hey there, Tailgate Nation. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love Tailgate Radio is that they know this show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. The survey will only take about 5 minutes or so. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interest, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget, you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can help keep this show free.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom lights and the grill is hot. On your walk, kids said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Finally made it back home to San Antonio, Texas, where it is hotter than hell, and we only thought that it was going to be a mild summer. We're not even through the month of June yet, and we're already pushing 100 bills down here. So those of you that have had a brutal winter, and especially those of you in the Boston area, we can certainly, in our very own way, prepare for our own extreme season. And that happens to be the summertime. We've gotten a lot of rain. As you know, there's been a lot of news in the headlines about all the flooding. And we certainly want to extend our condolences and well wishes to the people that have been affected by the flooding throughout this area, the Austin, San Antonio area especially, and the folks over in Houston as well. Not quite as bad up in Dallas, but still some pretty severe weather up there as well. So we just want to take a couple of minutes and wish everybody that has been affected by that weather all the best. You know, there's been some loss of life and just hundreds of homes that have literally been washed off their foundation. So it makes for a tough, and I certainly don't want to start the show off on a downer, but with everything going on in the news, I certainly want to acknowledge that and let people know that our thoughts are with them and their families. So we plan on having a great show this week, and I got back from Ohio, and I want to tell you, I had a blast in Dayton, Ohio. I was there for a week on business and got to see the sights and sounds of downtown Dayton. But if you haven't been to Dayton, Dayton's a great little city, and there's lots to do there. Lots of great food, lots of great restaurants, and a lot of little areas in and around there. I'll talk about that a little bit after the break, but had a great time in Dayton. Want to thank everybody for their hospitality up there. And again, I'll probably be heading back up there sometime in the fall, and hopefully we'll get to partake in some tailgating while I'm there next time. Also, want to let you know, folks, if you haven't had a chance to go to our website, head over to tailgateradio.com. We've got some great information over there. Our website has great news articles, recipes, all kinds of things. I'm sorry, I got distracted. There was somebody walking through the studio here. And just want you to take advantage of that. You know, we're growing every week. And I know that I sound like a broken record, but every week our numbers continue to grow. And it's just a lot of fun to see new people from, you know, when we get a chance to look at all the downloads in the kind of the behind the scenes, we get to see where people are listening and when they listen and how long they listen. And so it's really, really interesting to see, you know, we've got listeners in 27 different countries. Some of them are, a lot of them are non-English speaking countries. And I don't know if it's a research thing with them or if they actually enjoy tailgating, or maybe they're expatriates that are over in these countries and just want a little taste of Americana and want to talk about and hear about all the things that go on out in the parking lot. But we certainly do appreciate all the listeners nationwide and worldwide. We have a big audience in Canada as well as in the UK, and we certainly want to thank all of those folks. Had a great time with a gentleman is a big fan of the Luton FC, Luton Football Club, and told me about all the things they get into up there. I think that tailgating is probably universal, even though they don't call it tailgating. And, it's just great to hear sports fans from across the world talk about their rituals and traditions and things like that. So just a blast to know that people from across the globe are listening in to Tailgate Radio. So when we come back from the break, I don't know exactly what we're going to do because, as I said, my guests stood me up. And that happens sometimes. So there's a current podcaster that used to be a pro wrestler. His name is Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And he has a famous saying that sometimes he has to turn chicken shit into chicken salad. So that's what we're going to do this week. We've got no guests. I've got no agenda. And we're going to see what happens here on a very special edition of Tailgate Radio, the Welcome Back to Texas edition of Tailgate Radio, and we'll see what we come up with after the break. But first,
I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add to your existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent here, and we've got an impromptu one-man show this week. And I thought what I would do is take a step back and give you guys a little bit of history on how I got into doing this and how tailgating became such a big part of my life. And if it bores you to sleep, put it on right before you go to bed and enjoy it, and I will just rock you a gentle lullaby to bed. But it all started about 15 years ago. I was in a parking lot in Houston, Texas. I was at a Houston Texans game, and it was their first season. And I don't remember what season that was. I don't know if it was gosh, 02, 03, something like that. But anyway, whatever the year was, sometime back there, I was at the inaugural Houston Texans football game there at Reliant Stadium. And I don't think it was called Reliant then, but it was, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, with age, you know, memory is the first thing to go. But anyway, I was there. I worked and have worked for a long time in the healthcare industry. And so whenever I was out in the parking lot and I saw, I don't know, 40,000 people, because at that stadium, it's one giant parking lot. It's really an awesome place to tailgate. It's one of the probably the top four or five in the NFL to go tailgate if you can withstand the early fall heat that accompanies the weather and humidity that accompanies the weather there in Houston. But anyway, fantastic tailgating venue. And I was there with some buddies, and we were tailgating, just taking part, just doing our little thing. And I saw all of the things that took place out in the parking lot, from the canopy tents to the RVs to the grills and the setups that everybody had, and how elaborate some of them were. I mean, there was white linen and china in the parking lot. There were smells and senses and alcohol and all the different things that really just kind of took me aback. And I was like, wow, this is an amazing volunteer party for 40 or 50,000 of your closest friends, coworkers, neighbors, family, whoever it is. And I was like, that is an amazing thing that people spend the time and the money to go do this every week. And so, you know, I've always been a sports fan. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't a Johnny come lately to the world of sports. I was a Dallas Cowboys fan in the Craig Morton and Roger Staubach days and Drew Pearson and all that, and have been active in sports and played all sports in school, and you know, so but I wasn't that aware. I knew it happened. I knew what it was, but I wasn't aware of what tailgating really was. And so after that game, I started doing some research and like, okay, who organizes all of this? Who creates this? How does this happen every week? And what I found was that everywhere in every city, in every college town, in every NFL town, there were these clubs. There were these organizations that were kind of self-created and self-made. And they had membership, some of them. Some of them are very structured and had dues, and they had food schedules, and everyone was responsible for this, that, and the other. Some are more, hey, show up and we'll just kind of pool all our things together, kind of like a potluck. But what I found was that it became, as I spent 18 months traveling the country. Oh, my wife loved me for this. But I spent 18 months traveling the country, going to different stadiums, different tracks, because I knew that NASCAR and NHRA had their own entirely different culture. And I spent over a year and a half researching and asking people, well, where do you buy your stuff, and how do you get your gear, and how do you guys organize yourself, and who's the leader, and how often do you meet, and do you meet in the off season, and just, you know, peppered people with questions, you know, carried around my clipboard. I remember one time I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it just so happened on the schedule that the Golden Gophers had a game. This was back when they played in the Metrodome. And the Golden Gophers had an 8 o'clock game, a late game on Saturday night. And then turn around and the Vikings had a noon game. So it was going to be, we weren't going to get out of there till midnight at the earliest. And then wanted to be back in the parking lot early the next morning to kind of see the change from the yellow and maroon to the purple and gold. And what ended up happening is we had a fantastic time with all of the Golden Gopher fans. And I think they had a pretty good season that year. So they were riding pretty high. And they were playing, gosh, I want to say they played Penn State that night. I'm not sure. I can't remember the actual game. But they actually pulled out the victory. And just the tradition that took place, you know, with the band marching down the parking lot before the game and the cheerleaders and the food and just, you know, everyone was so proud. We were over by the University of Minnesota Alumni Association. They had a big tent and trailer and they were cooking for probably 250, 300 fans and members. And just remember how much fun that was. And one of the things that I've always noticed when I go into any city and just start asking about tailgating is everybody just has their own story. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a smile on their face. There is no anger or any kind of now people are competitive. Don't get me wrong. They want to outdo their neighbors, and they certainly want to show the rivals from the other school that they know how to tailgate better than you. But there's, I've never heard anybody say, "Oh God, I hate that tailgating." You know, it's always with such, happiness and, respect. And, you know, when we were, the very first tailgate I went to at that Houston Texans game, there was this guy and his family, and they were way in the back of the parking lot. They probably had a half a mile walk to the stadium, and they had a little hibachi. You know, it. I think it only could cook three or four sausages on there at one time. And I just remember him looking up, and I said, "Man, what you got on the grill?" And he told me what he was doing. And after that, and he wasn't prompted in any way, he said, "You know what? Nobody loses in the parking lot. Everybody's a winner." And I was like, you know, that is the best attitude. And what we saw, you know, that day in Minnesota was that it was. Everybody connected with each other. It was a family oriented event. It was friends, it was coworkers, and you've heard here on the show before that the commissioner of tailgating, Joe Kahn, he always talks about how it's the last American neighborhood, and he's right in a lot of ways, because everybody's there. They're sharing their food, they're sharing recipes, they're sharing ideas, they're sharing stories. Oh, the bullshit you hear at these tailgate parties, but it's fun. It's never meant as a, you know, it's never been a malicious thing or any anger. And I've only seen a couple of people get out of hand, and it was just because they were had consumed too many adult beverages. But anyway, going back to my story with Minnesota. So the game was over and it ran late. It was a TV game. So it was a very late game. And it got to be about 1:30 and we're still in the Metrodome parking lot. And it was just weird. I saw the change of colors, and I saw a lot of flashlights out. And it was like people were taking off, not everybody, but a lot of them were taking off their Golden Gophers gear and putting on their Vikings gear, and they were just staying. They were staying in the parking lot, and there were probably, I don't know, 400 or 500 people that just stayed all night. So I stayed with them, and we just talked and just learned about people and their history with Minnesota, both as Viking, going all the way back to like Fran Tarkington and Ahmad Rashad and Chuck Foreman, and we just had the best time. And I just remember how much fun that was. And after that event, I realized that I wanted to be involved in tailgating. It's such a positive vibe you get out in the parking lot. And so after that 18 months, I decided to start the American Tailgaters Association. And this was something way back when. And like I said, 2002, which, you know, it doesn't sound like that, but I mean, that's over a decade ago. And in its infancy, it was very, very simple. I had bought about 1,000 of these little desktop Weber grills, and I think you can still find them in the grocery store, but somebody had overbought, so I got some overstocked grills, and I paid pennies for the dollar on them. So I think I got them for like $1.50 each. I bought 1,000 of them. And I also created these little stickers and these, you know, these bumper stickers that said, you know, proud member of the American Tailgaters Association. We had this little logo with a grill on it and all this stuff. And we put a little website up. Now, remember 2002. I had no idea how to build a website. You didn't have companies like Wix and, you know, companies where you can do it yourself in 10 minutes and have a pretty decent looking website. So I had to go find somebody that could create a website, and it was expensive. But they did a pretty nice job, and they showed me how to do it from a, you know, if I wanted to add some things. But there was still some coding that had to be done, and so it was really very confusing, and it wasn't a great website. It was okay. But we stuck the website up, and we sold these kits. And again, it had a grill. Oh, it had a grill, an apron, a visor, and a bumper sticker. And it was for $49.95 plus tag, you know, plus shipping and handling or whatever. And it was very interesting because nothing happened for the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then I started reaching out to these tailgate clubs and, you know, on the internet. And again, this was the infancy of the internet, or at least, you know, in the sense that, you know, nothing like it is now, obviously, but, people had already set up their websites and things like that. And so I started sending emails to them. Hey, you know, if any of you are interested, we've got this great deal on this grill and hat and blah, blah, blah. And you can be a member of the American Tailgaters Association and things like that. And, it really took off. And, when we come back, I'm going to finish this story and kind of tell you what happened after that and some of the cool things that happened in the meantime. So hang tight. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion of my history in tailgating right here on Tailgate Radio. We'll be right back. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love Tailgate Radio is that they know this show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. The survey will only take about 5 minutes or so. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interest, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget, you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can help keep this show free. All right, Tailgate Nation, here we are. We're going to finish up this story. I'm going to finish strong. We've had some great great banter about how I got into tailgating, and I want to tell you some of the cool things that I've gotten to do in the meantime. So after we sold all of our things, and we did, we got rid of all the grills, and we had actually done pretty well. I got a call from a company that sells coolers, and it's a pretty big name. It's one of the biggest names in coolers, and this is way before Yeti and, you know, some of the others. So let your imagination kind of run wild on that. But they said, hey, we would be interested in getting our coolers in front of some of your fans because we want to do some test marketing to see if people will like these or not. And I had no idea how to answer that. And I said, sure. So what do you want to do? So they agreed to send me some product and send me a little money to help with the project. And they were the coolest coolers, not the coolest coolers that are like on, you know, that crowdfunding thing. There is a cooler now called the Coolest. That's not it. This was a cooler that had the logo of different colleges on it. And when you lifted the handle, it played the fight song. And it was the coolest thing. I wanted to keep all of them because we had several from the Big Ten, several from the Big 12, some from the SEC, some from the Pac-10. And just had, you know, it was just so cool. You lift up the lid and it plays the fight song. And so what we decided to do is, well, we need to go to where these people are. So we loaded up a little pickup truck and trailer, and we started touring the country. And we would set up like a pyramid of these coolers, and we'd make sure we had appropriate coolers for the appropriate parking lot. And we just gave them away. And the one thing we said was, we want to take a picture with you and we want to get your feedback and what you thought. And so we had a video camera and we shared the information and we sent all that information back to the company. And they said, we love this. We want to keep doing this with you. And that's when a light bulb went off. Yeah, it should have gone off way before that. But that's when a light bulb went off and said, hey, if we can put companies together with the fans and create a win-win scenario for everybody, this would be a great little company to take on the road permanently. And so fast forward, we created a great organization that did that for a while and had some great opportunities. I did a Food Network special with Al Roker and with Bobby Flay and with Paula Deen. And we did that on the campus of the University of Tennessee. And it was some fraternity brothers from the University of Tennessee taking on the world champion Memphis in May barbecue team from Memphis. And they both had coaches. And Paula Deen was the coach of the barbecue team. And Bobby Flay was the coach of the fraternity brothers, and the fraternity brothers won, and it was on the Food Network for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. You could catch it in syndication or in reruns on the Food Network, but that was a blast to do. And we also got to go and meet with the head of the NFL in their headquarters in New York City. And you know, that's not something I ever thought I would do, is sit in the boardroom with some very high-level NFL players, and that was a lot of fun too. And the other thing we got to do is we got to be the host sponsor of the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show out in Las Vegas for the first 3 years. And so we really grew the organization, and like a lot of organizations do, it grew too fast, and there were some decisions that were made that weren't great on my part and by others. And it caused some problems later on, and the company was sold off. But it was a great experience, and that's how I got into tailgating at this level, and got to host some really cool events and be a celebrity judge, which I'm not a celebrity, but it was fun to kind of be part of that and that culture for a little while. And it was just one of those things that was just a blast. Got to be on the Today Show, got to be on Good Morning America, got to be on ESPN, on SportsCenter, on Cold Pizza, on all these different shows. And it was just so much fun to do that. But it was a lot of travel. I mean, it was travel probably 50 weeks a year. And when you have a young family and a wife that you know, you're kind of fond of, those things take a toll, and they did. And they took a toll on me. Thank goodness I'm still married. My kids are practically grown. But it was just one of those things. You know, you kind of catch lightning in a bottle. And it was a great experience, and met so many people from across the country. I think that was one of my favorite things, was spending time in the parking lot with so many of the tailgate nation out there. And then, you know, stepping back for a few years and recollecting myself and then saying, okay, I've done that piece. What can I do now? And that's how Tailgate Radio was born. Now, we had Tailgate Radio a few years on terrestrial radio here in the Texas area. And then we went to Sirius XM. And some of you may be aware that we had several versions of our show on Sirius XM, but the problem there is inconsistency with the station, the channel, the time, and it just became really tough to do. So we decided to take a step back, and for the last 9 months, we've been doing this thing on demand on iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic and the TuneIn app and all these other places, and you guys seem to like the on-demand nature. And, of course, the explosion of the podcast industry has also made it very exciting to be a part of that as well. I'm actually going to be at a big podcasting conference in Fort Worth later this summer, Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be a premier podcasting event, and I'm excited to be a part of that. So that's my anthology in the world of tailgating. And I hope I didn't bore you too much, but I'll tell you this. And it's one of these things that, really means a lot to me, especially from the standpoint of just having an idea and just following through. And I'm going to, I don't want to sound like I'm Tony Robbins or anything here, but I'm going to tell you, if you set your mind to do something and you can visualize it in your head, you can make it happen. And I can tell you, I'm having so much fun doing tailgate radio, and it has been a blast having guests on and kind of creating this from scratch and really understanding the medium, because I'm not a broadcaster. I don't come from a broadcasting background at all, as probably you can tell. But I think that adds a little bit to the show, that I'm not so polished that I sound like I'm on the evening news reading the headlines, but just a guy just like you that enjoys this culture, that enjoys the friendship and the food and the family and the fun that goes along with tailgating, that I just wanted to share that with you this week, because I think as we switch gears and go into the summer months and then right into the fall, we're going to step up our efforts to bring you some of the top names in sports, in the culinary world, in the world of mixology. We're going to be talking to fans. We're going to be talking to tailgate clubs that are gearing up for the season. We've got some really cool promotional events that are going to be taking place. I was hoping I could share them with you, but we haven't quite gotten everything nailed down yet, so I don't want to say anything out of turn, but it's going to benefit you as listeners, and there's just going to be so much going on in the fall that and through the summer that I just don't want to go without taking time to say thank you from everybody here at Tailgate Radio and part of Game Day Media Network, that we certainly do appreciate everything you do. And just by hitting that download button every week, you make such a difference. It makes it fun to wake up and look at the numbers and say, wow, how many thousand people listened to the show last night? That's awesome. And so we just feel that we've got a great relationship with you, the fan. We've got some great sponsors that are coming on board. A couple of new sponsors that we have on board that are going to be starting here shortly are the good folks over at iRepair. They are a on-demand iPhone repair service, and you'll be able to reach out to them anytime, anywhere in the U.S. If there's a tech in your area, if there's an iTech in your area, you'll be able to help, or they'll be able to help you fix your phones. And also, coming up soon, we're going to be kicking some things off with our good friends over at DraftKings, and they have been great sponsors in the past, and we look forward to ramping up with them again. Just so many things. The longest running relationship we've had are the good people at Amazon, and you can always go to our Amazon link on our website and click on the website at the Amazon link and buy something. We don't make any, they don't charge you anymore. They just kick back a few dollars to us to help keep the lights on. And we certainly appreciate that relationship that we have with Amazon, and just so many things that make this fun. We're going to be doing some cool giveaways, and hopefully next week I'll be able to let the cat out of the bag on a great promotion that we're going to have that will definitely you'll want to be a part of. You'll want to let your friends know to be a part of, and will help kick off the summer season here on Tailgate Radio. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and the Game Day Media Network, I want to thank you once again. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you next week right here on Tailgate Radio. Bye-bye.
Check 1, 2.
Game Day Media.